This recording, Guyana 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So when I moved to Georgetown now to live with my father and stepmother, that was a different situation, a whole new ballgame. Because town for me was like going to New York. It was big and there were lights because I didn't grow up with a lot of electricity in my hiker. So when you go to town, it's lights and the people speak differently. And the little sing song I had in my hiker, like I would say, "Every morning I want to go down the road for get something feed," right? But when you go to town, you can't say "every morning." You have to say "every morning I go to town to get something to eat." So it was a little different. So the children would laugh at me in school and call me country bumpkin. They called me, I can't remember the name they called when I went to town, but they would tease you because of the accent. And that used to annoy me. But still, I remember too, one time I went on stage for the first time doing a reading and I got the part. But I thought I was reading proper English, not knowing, yes, I'm reading the English, but the accent, the song that it came with, that rhythm was different from all the Georgetown girls who auditioned. However, I got the part, did well, won the Best Actress Award. But then the critic wrote up that the kid has potential, but has linguistic issues. She needs to sort out. And I'm like, but I can't understand what he mean by that. So I found where the critic lives. You're not supposed to do that. I found where the critic lived and went and asked to see him and said to him that I like the article, whatever I learned from it and stuff, but I would like you to please explain to me, what do you mean by linguistic issues? Then he said, "Your accent is bad." So I was like, "Bad?" He said, "Yes, there are ways in which people in Georgetown pronounce their words that you are not doing. You need to study how Georgetown people speak in order to get good parts and blah, 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 blah." Man, and I took it on. I took him on and I won Best Actress for the next 5 years because I was bent on getting my accent correct so that I can get the parts, as and also having variations that I can speak this way when I go to Mike and I can speak that way in Georgetown. And then if I'm from Boston, it's another story because there's a different accent altogether. If you go to Essequibo, it's a different accent. Quarantina, one different kind of accent too. So them are sound like them from St. Vincent. So I wanted to learn this. So that's what I did, and I don't know now how my accent sounds, so it's difficult, but yeah.